Welcome to Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine.
We are excited to announce that we're expanding our channel. Our radio is growing strong globally and spreading its wings. Find us in GoFundMe by searching our name, Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine.
I am Srishti Yadav, and I'm here today with Magdala Ramirez in continuation with our Golden Era series. A little bit about Magdala Ramirez. She's a spiritual leader and healer from the Maya Mexica lineage. She was born as medicine woman from a long lineage of medicine people in Mexico, where she began walking her path at an early age, working with medicine people and pyramids of Mexico. She brings the ancient knowledge to the world through original seminars, books, ceremonies, and journeys. Her purpose in life is to bring back ancient wisdom of union of polarities, and through this wisdom, she helps to bring back the perfect balance of male and female. She has an online school of enlightenment that can be found at her website, and we are so honored to have her on this radio. Welcome, Ma.
I am very happy to be with you today. My name is Magdala Ramirez, and today we're going to be talking about Ixchel. You see, we are in this wave in our calendar Azteca about Ocelotl. That's the jaguar. It really reminds me about Ixchel because she turned into a jaguar to protect the women. But very few people know her story, and really her story, it's very, very powerful, very amazing. She is our teacher. She is our sister. She is that divine feminine aspect of the women. And that women aspect is the one that there is so much healing to do. So this is her story. She born with a twin. And she born in the day of the shaman, the Ish. And his brother, her brother, was a shaman too, of course, but he was more into the rules and regulations. He was more into how to teach the people through different stories and to continue that rules and regulations that you can see in every ceremony. But for her, she used to go into the beach and take her drum with her and sing with the mother and connect with the mother and be that great mother inside of her. So the women will come to her and ask, how we're going to do this? How we're going to do that? How we're going to make this ceremony? And her response all the time was, use your heart. A ceremony without a heart, it is no ceremony. Always use your heart. You are responsible for your own connection. So there was many women that they didn't understand that they needed to be responsible for their connection with the Great Mother. She was teaching them that that responsibility is going to make them free. It is not about the rules and regulations, but it was about the heart. Well, in her story, too, she got so in love with this man who was also a shaman, and his name was Itzama. Well, in her understanding that she was love, she has all these waters that it will come out from her womb. And it was happening all the time. She was always wet. And the waters will go all the way to the ground and the medicinal plants come into being. And it was all these rainbows around her because of the waters. And that's why she was called Rainbow Woman. Well, it was one time that Itzama touched her and said, you're wet, you have been with another man. And she says, no, it's because I love you so, so much that I'm always wet. really has nothing to do about sex. It has to do about love, how all these beautiful waters comes out from me. And he said, well, And it was four times that he asked the same question, and it was always the same answer that she will give it to him. But in the fourth time, he punched her in the eye, and she was so hurt that she says, you know, I'm going to go to the moon, and I will wait until the men are ready to understand the love of the woman, until the women are able to understand that sisterhood and their own connection and their own responsibility. And she says, I will come back when everything is ready again. And that is why she was called the moon goddess, because she will go into the moon and wait. Every time that we say this ceremony, this story in the ceremonies, we always finish with, and she's back, and she's back in you, and she's back in me. And I am questioning this situation because in this time and space, it is very, very relative, her teachings. You know, she come into our sweats, she comes into all our ceremonies because she is teaching the women how to understand that divine woman inside of you. The truth is that I don't blame her to go into the moon. You know, it's very hard to be in a system, in a society, when nobody can see you as you are. Nobody can really relate with you through your essence of who you are. And still, as the system in that time and space, the society was there for her in that way, still is there for you in this way, in this time and space. What is happening with her teachings, and what it is, all this incredible archetype that she is bringing forward, it is teaching us as a woman. And what is that divine feminine that it is coming forward? It is really touching that essence of who she is and how we are going to understand this bonding that we have as a woman through the essence. Yes, the goddess. But the goddess means that woman that she understands herself as the daughter of the great mother. It is that woman that it is able to take responsibility for her connection directly with the Great Mother, because she understands that the only one that you need to reach is yourself. It is that divine feminine, that divine woman, that understands that through that responsibility is how she is going to understand her own freedom. No one have your sacredness. No one have your divinity. It is not about how other people look at you, but how much of you are willing to understand that you are the daughter of the Great Mother. That part of you that understand that in every creation that you do, it is love what it make it possible. It is that part of you that it is able to see the highest truth available and embrace it and put it on what you know. It is that part of you that you don't want to somebody else being responsible for your own spirituality. It is you. It is only you. It is that aspect of the feminine that she doesn't feel victim of anybody, that it is willing to bring her power back by removing that part of herself that she feels victim of somebody else's. It is that part of you, the daughter of the Great Mother, that understand that whatever the mother is, there she is inside of her. The mother, the great mother, is in you as it is in me, as it is in every life form. And we all are connected through the essence. You know, that divine feminine, that sacred woman, it is able to relate with sexuality in a much more higher aspect. That part of yourself that you do want to heal, the waters that comes out from the womb. You know, personally, I have this story about that. The mother told us, way back, you're talking about maybe 30 years ago, that we will have a land and that we need to find the land where the water comes out from the womb. And of course, in that time, I thought that was Mexico. So I was looking for that land because she says, in that land, you're going to be building the temples. In that land, you're going to gather the woman, and that land is going to give birth to the many. And, well, one thing took me to another, and for many years, I was looking for that land in Mexico until we found that land in Arkansas. Can you believe it? I didn't know anything because, you know, I'm not from the United States. But in that land, the first thing that they show us was about this cave where the water would come out from there. So I knew that that was the land where the temples needed to be built, the new ark. And the temples are building. And we keep on building, and that's where we have our ceremonies of moon dance and priestess and vision quest and many other more ceremonies. You know, that land has been giving birth to the many, and it is very linked with Ishel, because from that water that comes out from her womb, a whole new understanding of sacred sex, and also understanding that you are love, and that love, it is your waters, is that part of your emotion that you are willing to align with the Great Mother. Aligning with the Great Mother, for many people, it has not been easy. Because it's going from that inside to the outside. It is going from that place that you know, that you are listening very carefully to the Great Mother, and you're bringing a change in the outside world. It is about holding your power and embracing your power and even recognizing that you have power and that you don't need to give your power away. Means that part of you, that it is not the outside world that defines you. You don't allow that label. It is about you moving all those labels that it has been defining you to encounter that divine feminine that you have always been and do it in a good way. And what it means doing in a good way means holding your power, aligning with the Great Mother. It is remembering who you are, and then everything changing you outside. Means moving that perspective about the victimization of the feminine to a higher step of the pyramid, recognizing your power. And you know, the daughter of the Great Mother is no victim of anybody. Is recognizing this incredible beauty that you have as a sister too. And understanding the dance that you have with your own sisterhood going on. that alignment with all your sisters for the highest good of everyone. And of course, your little world is also included. Means that working with the Great Mother, through the Great Mother, by the Great Mother, recognizing her in you, it does bring a whole change in the world and all around you. Because you do understand that higher picture and trusting that voice inside of you that it is leading the way. A ceremony is not a ceremony if there is no love. Ishel says that. And is teaching us that every ceremony is different. Every part of ourselves is different when you put love in it instead of following the rules and regulations that it was imposed by the system. There is an Ishel inside of you, in the same way that it is an Ixchel inside of me. It is that sacred woman that recognizes herself and that it is willing to manifest all her creations through love. And we're doing this together. It's a dance. It is always a co-creation. And we want to relate with everyone around us in the same way that we relate inside of us, through sacredness. That sacredness that recognizes that divinity in you in the same way that it is in everyone around you. And that divinity, it is just love into manifestation. We do have a lot of work to do. And that work to do, it has to do about removing all these labels that it was imposed on the people, the rules and regulations that a system will create in one way or the other. It is revisiting all this belief system and recognizing what it doesn't belong. You might think, well, it's a lot of struggle and it is very hard. No, it is not. It is not when you are able to see the next step. When you are able to change that perspective and recognize that Ixchel inside of you. That Ish, that shaman, that part of you, that it is able to transmute all these situations that has happened to you as a woman. It might be that you have passed through a lot because that aspect is the one that it has been so hurt in the system. Because she is also the enlightener. Of course she got hurt. She has been under attack for a very, very long time. But when you move that victimization into bring that power back, you will use any force as a stepping stone to get into the next step of the evolution. Yes, the men will begin to comprehend too, because the divine masculine is coming forward too, beginning to comprehend the love of a woman. That love that she is, that enlightener that she is. And it is happening as we speak, and it's going to be more and more and more as the women begin to bring that power back to them and change that perception, change that perspective of every single experience that you felt like a broken heart and put your heart together again. It is you, the one that it is able to do this work for you. And yet, you have all the help that you want, that you need. The Great Mother is helping you. And so much more, as it is also our Earth Mother, because this is our time to raise our consciousness, and this is how we're going to do this. That aspect of the feminine that protects and unites and understand that we are doing this work together. It is the most powerful situation in the world. Because what you are bringing together in this force, it is giving birth to a whole new reality for the whole humanity. It is time for us to remember what it means to be human being. And we are emotional being. And those emotions, they were original for human being, some of them. We do need to recognize this part of us as women. Love, it is the greatest connector. Love, it is the greatest integrator. It is the one that enlightens. It is the one that creates a path. And now you can see your next step. That next step of the pyramid, it is making you a bridge. And that bridge, it has to do about letting go the old one in order to embrace the new one and keep on moving. Keep on moving forward. And sometimes it's into a big, big dance. And sometimes we're walking. Sometimes we're running. But we do keep on moving because we're hearing the call. The call of the Great Mother. Just as Ixchel was doing it in that drum. In the beach. In that part of herself. In that part of herself where all these teachings were happening for all the people, for all the women that she was leading, and for all the men, too, to realize the love of the woman. Nobody can realize that part in you. Maybe very few people can actually see you in that divinity. It's okay, because first, the most important part of this is how do you see yourself? And this is the time that you begin to observe this Ixchel inside of you. Recognize her, for she is there to teach you the ways of the feminine. Now, we have all these beautiful aspects of the feminine in many places everywhere in the world. Like Magdala, she was also the archetype of the woman inside of you. This one that understands that sexuality too and the sisterhood and the understanding that she is love. And that love, it is the enlightener. There were many other teachers that hold that space as a woman. There is Tara in India. There is many more. And everyone is teaching you the same place, the same teachings. Because those teachings reside in your heart. Yes. We are that movement. We are bringing a new understanding of what it means to be human being. This is the time that you bring your power back and use it for the highest good of everyone, because that power comes directly from your mother, the Great Mother. And it comes directly to you, consciously too, through that awareness and that alignment. That choice that you do through that alignment. You are the daughter of the Great Mother. You are sacred. You have always been sacred. No one holds your sacredness. It is you, the one that put it on and live in a sacred manner. I'm inviting you to the school where we work in this spiritual work. That spiritual work is so, so sacred. I'm inviting you to our webinars, to our ceremonies. Priestess is coming, and I think we have one spot left or two. I don't remember. There is moon dance coming where we women come together. In some of the ceremonies, also we are inviting our brothers to come and join us. For this is the time that the men also touch that heart. We are in the verge of the new era. That's the balance of the male and female. There is a lot to heal, but there is also a lot to embrace. Send us an email. Keep on sending us emails. Join the school. Visit my website for more information. Thank you for your work. And thank you for so many sisters joining from everywhere in the world. I can feel you. Let us know your story. Thank you for everything that you do. I am you. I am your other you. Tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate.
From Magdala Ramirez, please go to www.magdalas.com. And it's spelled MAGDALAS. We thank you so much for all your support. And we hope to see you next week.